Great minds know great ideas. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Great minds know great ideas. Anton Zellinger, the great Austrian physicist, is the master of the quantum bit, and he gets so involved in quantum physics. And he loves the quantum physics ideas of how a single atom one day will replace the silicon chip and have more powers to it, more fantastic potential to it than the chip can ever assemble in under itself, because the single atom has within it quarks and subquarks and all sorts of things that are minute beyond imagination to us today. Well, Anton Zellinger is a rather remarkable man who's earned many honors over the years, and he is a deep thinker. And as he has sought these deep thoughts, and as he has said of Einstein, that Einstein may be wrong with his theory of relativity and with his other theories, he goes on to say it's not a matter of being wrong so much as there is a greater way of looking at things, a greater potential to look through. So when Zellinger had a chance to speak with the Dalai Lama and discuss with the Dalai Lama some of his thoughts on quantum physics, the Dalai Lama was a good student and he listened carefully. And Zellinger pointed out that what is really unusual is that the Buddhists practice embracing the unbroken chain of the law of cause and effect, and how the quantum theory affects it. And he discussed this with the Dalai Lama, and he pointed out to the Dalai Lama that according to the quantum theories and according to the quantum activities that are going on, the activity of the law of cause and effect might be changed. It might have a different action to it. The entanglement concept of twin particles working through the quantum theory and being registered and being known sort of deny the law of cause and effect, the chain that the Buddhists are so in practice of handling. Well, now, the Dalai Lama, he listened very carefully, and he didn't really like that idea. And he pointed out, you have to look very closely, and you have to find a cause. And then he said something very interesting, according to Zellinger. He said, if this is really true, and you can convince us, then we have to change our teaching. And Zellinger liked the flexibility, which is not every religion. But the Dalai Lama did not really say that the law of cause and effect was not a consistent and rather powerful chain. He just said that if you can prove to us that we are wrong, we will change, because we are not tied to anything when we find a new understanding of it. But all wisdom has within it a certain knowledge that says, this is it. And when the participants of that knowledge say this is it, for them, this is it. Now, if they ever allow themselves to change their point of view merely because some new process of thinking comes along, then they are not thinking in the absolute realm out of which the thought came in the first place. Because when we receive thoughts out of the absolute realm, all thoughts in our current mode of thinking sort of bungle around with those thoughts out of the absolute, but the thoughts out of the absolute never really change. They are immortal. They are what are everlasting. And the reason that we make changes in them is because we lack the wisdom to see how the eternal principles that we believe in actually function in the series of quantum events that we're brought to our attention. So often we want to bury our thoughts from our belief. Now, we believe that all is divine. We believe that all exists right now. As the scientists teach, we believe that all time and all space is right here. And there is no movement of time, there is no movement of space. All time and space is right here, and all that the quantum theory can bring forth is that time and space exist, and they like to put it in motion, which is a very relative form and a very relative concept. And because it's relative form and concept, it is not the immortal, everlasting, unchanging attitude of the ideal from which it was espoused. We have the opportunity to be true to knowing what our own soul, our own heart, our own being tells us. We have the ability to know that magic is happening around us in unbelievable ways, with the computer systems that are going into being, and with all of the rare earths that are being found, which help to do the ideas that we want to do with our cell phones and all the other things that we're working with. They're so fantastic, so glorious and so beautiful. But the thing is, we right away want to disband, discard, disavow those things that we had believed in for so long. Now, it's not that we shouldn't be ready to disavow them, but it's that we should, rather than disavowing them, find out why we believed in them in the first place. Did we believe in them in the first place because we listened to the divine within us, we listened to the immortal principles being expressed within us, or did we listen to some outside opinion that in the relative world was very real and very definite and very done? Yes? We do that often. We do that so often. We live in the outside world. We live in the world of appearances about us, and we think those things are our reality. But in our inner self, in our inner beingness, in our inner wisdom, we know a lot more than just that. We know that things are beautiful and things are good. It's up to us to get the most out of life. It's up to us to stop trying to let us and others change our convictions about ourselves, change our convictions about who and what we are, change our convictions about what is our original purity and integrity, what is our divine source, what is our ideal aspect of ourselves, how do we look at these things? And if we allow anything to ever change it, just because it is waking up to the fact that this is what it is, and then as it goes along, it tells us other things that seem to say it's not it. But yet, when we look through past all of the illusions, we see the truth, which is the fact from which we drew our reality. As we stay in the fact that drew our reality, we will find that we are very comfortable, very happy, and we like ourselves. We'll find that the world is full of many new concepts, and the new concepts that in just the last 20, 30 years were brought up in the scientific community, in the computer community, in the gigabytes and the gigawatts and the terabytes and all the various names they have for the magnificent, tremendous numbers that they like to play with. These things will fade away, and eventually they'll go, and what will replace them. What will come in their place is what was in their place before they came. And that is one. All is one. All is the ideal. All is the total reality of everything that is good and beautiful. And nothing else is of any consequence. For if we know that all is one, and we are that one, when we know that, then we find out for ourselves just how wonderful we are. And life truly is a great and glorious experience. Keep standing firm on who and what you are. The great scientists, the great thinkers, the great men of the world will come and present us with new approaches to old ideas. But like the Dalai Lama, prove it to us, and we may change. But prove it to us, not by argumentative proof, not by trying to use logic and reason, but prove it out of the infinite allness that says all things are. All space and time are here and now, and I am one as that. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.